everyone, and welcome into episode 8 of the University College Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brandon Apter. Thank you for tuning in, and happy holidays from all of us at University College. As always, make sure that you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at UC at KSU. That's the @UCATKSU. And on Facebook, you just need to search University College at Kennesaw State University, and you'll be able to follow along with us there. The University College Podcast Network is available on Google Podcasts, iTunes, as well as Stitcher and SoundCloud, so make sure that you are subscribed. And if you are enjoying listening to the episodes, make sure that you leave us your 5-star reviews, and perhaps we'll give you a shout-out on the next episode of the podcast. This one, episode 8, so if you missed any of the previous 7 episodes, you can head to soundcloud.com and search the University College Podcast Network, or on any of the podcast applications that I mentioned before, iTunes, Google Music, or Stitcher. So again, happy holidays to everybody listening. If you're listening to us after the holidays, we hope you had a very happy New Year and a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa and a Happy Hanukkah as well. Before we jump into the guest for episode 8 of the podcast, we just want to send a big congratulations to all of our students from University College that graduated with a degree in integrative studies or culinary sustainability and hospitality. The commencement ceremonies were held in the middle of December, and we just again want to congratulate all of our graduating students. We wish you all of the best in your search or with continuing your education, whatever you decide to do. And of course, make sure to always keep in touch with us here at University College. So for episode 8, we are going back into the Department of Orientation and Transition Programs. This time we're going to be focusing on the Kennesaw State Extended Orientation called OWL Expedition. We're going to be joined by OWL Expedition student leader, Vanessa Benitez. So she sits down with us and talks about her journey to Kennesaw State University and how she became inspired to become a student leader. She's also the University College representative for the Student Government Association. So she talks about that as well. And because it's the holiday season, before the episode is over, Vanessa and I run through our top 5 favorite holiday movies. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the final episode of 2018 for the University College Podcast. All right, we're back inside episode 8 of the University College Podcast, and I'm now joined by my guest, Vanessa Benitez. She's an OWL Expedition student leader, the University College student government representative, and a recent switch to public relations major. Vanessa, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're happy to have our second orientation and transition program student leader on the show. So why don't we just start off learning a little bit more about your background? Tell us where you're from, kind of what led you to Kennesaw State.
Okay, well, I'm from a very small town about 4.5 hours away called Blackshear, Georgia.
Okay.
It's about 4.5 hours south of Kennesaw. Graduated in a pretty small class. Only one other person came to Kennesaw with me for my graduating class.
How big was your graduating class?
It was a little over 200, I think.
Okay.
Can't remember exactly. It's been a hot minute. But yeah, I've been set on Kennesaw State for as long as I can remember thinking about college being an option for me. So when I tell people that it was the only place I applied to and stuff like that, they're like, why? Like, why didn't you apply anywhere else? And I fell in love with Kennesaw ever since I started to look into it.
Awesome. So obviously the process of coming to college and everything before orientation, you get to tour. You said it was the only place you applied. So, like, when you visited, what kind of blew you away about it?
So, when I visited, I came with my parents, and we came, and it was, like, during February, so it was pretty rainy. I remember my school back home got canceled and our tour session almost got canceled and I was freaking out and I was like, oh my gosh, this can't happen. This is the only day that I have to come up here. I can't have time like set away just to come up here again. But thankfully it let out and it just sprinkled a little bit. So I toured with my parents and I remember them being like, you know, this is really big. Like, this is pretty far away. Are you sure you want to do this? And I, of course, was like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, I want to apply tonight. As soon as we get back to the hotel room, like, I need to do it right now. Like, I'm in love with just everything. Like, we stepped out the car, and I was just completely, like, in awe of everything.
Awesome. Well, after you get through the application process, get accepted and everything like that, obviously one of the first thing that happens afterwards is going to orientation, and now you're to the point where you're a part of the extended orientation, mm-hmm. which we'll get to, but what about orientation kind of drew you in even more to want to pursue student leadership?
So at orientation, I went, and my best friend actually went with me and was my mom for the day. She jokes around with it because she says she made more friends than I did that day. That's which funny. Is kind of true. I was very, very anxious for the orientation experience. And, I was kind of like, it's not going to go good. And I was going into it with a negative mindset. Mm-hmm. And it just, I was really quiet the whole day. And like, it really like, I don't know if I was just taking in everything or if I was just kind of anxious, but I mean, it wasn't like too great, but it's still like, I still had the aspect of like, this is going to be my home. Like, this is what's going to change for me in like less than a month. So
yeah, it's still kind of culture shock. Was the move to Kennesaw kind of your first like away from home for good?
So yeah, it was my first like ever move without my parents.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult because like day one, it's kind of like culture shock. Mm-hmm. I know when I went to college, it was three and a half hours away, right. And I had not gone to like sleepaway camp. I didn't mm-hmm. even like sleeping over my friends' houses. Like that's how nervous I was in mm-hmm. those situations. So to get there day one, even on orientation, mm-hmm. no matter whether you're like an outgoing, enthusiastic person, if you've never been outside of right. home and you're going to be sleeping somewhere strange mm-hmm. without access to your family 24/7, it's culture shock.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I know before we started recording, we talked about public speaking and everything. And that's mm-hmm. one of the parts of being an orientation leader. And we were both shy.
Right.
We talked about that. So, Al Expedition, can you go a little bit more into what your role is there and what Al Expedition is in general and how you kind of became more comfortable inside yourself
right.
to start public speaking and stuff right. like that?
Okay, so I'm going to kind of start off from the beginning. Al Expedition is our 4-day, 3-night extended orientation camp where we take about 100 students overnight. In previous years, it's been to Ocoee, Tennessee. And we just really bring them in and we talk to them about like Kennesaw traditions. You know, we have different activities based on leadership and diversity and just stuff like that and being inclusive. And it's just really a time for us to take students away from the campus before that first day of classes or that first move-in day, just to kind of give them a taste of what Kennesaw will be like for them. Mm-hmm. So bouncing back as a camper, reflecting on it, for me, I was that camper that was like, if this doesn't work, it's not like I can't go to Kennesaw.
Yeah.
So here, me being here talking with you right now is just, it speaks volumes for me just because it worked out for me and I truly like believe in it.
Uh-huh.
And then after my experience being a camper, I applied to be a flight crew leader, which would be, in a sense, a camp counselor.
Yeah.
And, so what they would do is they would have their own set of campers and they have their opportunity to make an impact on, you know, however many students are in their group that year.
Right.
So that's what I did this previous summer with my team. And now we're up for this fall and I'm a student director this year and I'm going to be kind of over the flight crew leaders and just kind of,
some management experience.
Right. Management experience, kind of just supervising everything and like just really giving them the tools they need to like have a successful camp.
Yeah. Obviously orientation helps with the transition from high school to college. Mm-hmm. And Al Expedition, I got to sit in on one of like the pre-camp speeches. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the person who was presenting, but it seems like really a good opportunity not only to help the transition, mm-hmm. but for people to find maybe like a group of friends right. to start their college career. Was that the experience that you had when you went?
So yeah, that was definitely the experience. Like I said before, I came to Kennesaw with one other person that graduated with me, and I didn't like wasn't very close to that person, so I knew I wasn't going to have anybody. But there are still people that I talk to daily that I met at my OWL expedition as a camper. And so yeah, I definitely believe that, you know, if you're a student and you're very anxious about like not having that secure friend group or whatever, this is like the way to go for you.
Right. So now you're managing over mm-hmm. the flight crew leaders and everything like that. For prospective students that might be interested in the OWL expedition, how can they go about finding out some more information or if they want to become a flight crew leader?
So for this year, the applications and interview or group interview processes have closed. But for next year's, we usually send out, we'll have info sessions throughout the fall, and you can attend those. And then, of course, filling out the application and whatnot. But usually it's pretty much if you just go to any of our social media or any of the Ignition or orientation social media, like it should all be there. So
awesome. So I know this question wasn't one I gave you beforehand, but what kind of over your experiences with orientation, whether it be as a leader or as a participant, an attendee, mm-hmm. what's been kind of your favorite part of it?
So my favorite part for me is going to kind of go with both. As a camper, my favorite part was just really feeling connected with my flight crew leader. She made me feel very comfortable. I talked to her. I still talk to her to this day. She helped me throughout like the whole college experience and everything. And she was just like, she was my rock for that first semester being right. from 4.5 hours away from home. She was like the person that I knew I could ask and not feel like dumb for asking or anything like that. So just really having that connection. And then also, being a flight crew leader, she was my student director. So just having that relationship again, and then just having her see me build those connections with yeah. my campers, that it was just something I'll never forget.
Yeah, it helps connect all the dots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that we mentioned the word transition so much. And again, mm-hmm. before we started recording, we talked about a transition that you had, how orientation helped you kind mm-hmm. of realize that, hey, I want to change what right. I'm pursuing. Mm-hmm. You were a history major.
Correct.
Now you're a public relations mm-hmm. major. Kind of talk about the transition from one to the other.
Yeah, so the orientation office this previous year has had a lot of change administratively and just like logistically as well. And I just remember for the longest time being a history major, I had a teacher that really influenced that, and she just showed me what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Mm. And, you know, I thought that's what I wanted to do. And then here comes my first orientation bright and early, 6 o'clock in the morning. and I remember just being so tired that day. And I remember going home and just laying in bed, and I was like, wow, I could really do this for the rest of my life. And so, of course, it wasn't something that I wanted to make like a change, like on the spot. I thought about it a lot. I prayed about it. And I actually called Miss Jean, because this is after she had left us. Mm-hmm. And I called her, and I remember just going to a park by my house and just crying on the phone with her, talking about it, because I was so like, I was so overwhelmed. And I was like, is this the right thing I'm doing? And she assured me, and she really just talked to me about the process and everything. And yeah. she was like, Vanessa, you're doing the exact same thing that myself and Donald have done. So I don't think this is anything that you should be worried about. So
yeah. Yeah. That's just different transition for everybody for mm-hmm. sure. Before we move on to kind of your student government responsibilities, mm-hmm. Do you think you can kind of just give like a little bit of a preview? OWL Expedition obviously is a 3-day, 4-night, mm-hmm. but what is included in that? What kind of activities?
So students are going to come, and they're going to pay a flat price. I can speak on previous years, but I don't know too much about this year because we are looking at some changes and everything.
Right.
But they'll pay a flat price, and that includes all transportation, lodging, and meals. And so so after that is paid and everything, your student is assigned to a specific color group, and then they won't know who their flight crew leader is yet, but once they get to the camp, they'll be shown the rest of their color group members, and then we just get them really excited about going, and then like we have a reveal and just other different activities from that point on. And it's like, in previous years, we've made it a big like color competition, mm-hmm. Just to kind of get everyone like really excited about everything and just stuff like that. But something I do want to mention about it is that we do have all the fun and games and everything, and at the end of the day, it is a camp, but we also have, like, very meaningful experiences. In the office, a phrase that is thrown out around a lot is we don't do things without intention, or we don't do things without a purpose. And Owl Expedition is really, like, a good example of that, because I've never not once brought up an idea or heard my teammates bring up an idea, and my supervisors ask, you know, okay, so what are your intentions with that? Like, why are we doing this?
Right.
So
yeah, gotta have a reason for what you're doing, not do it just to do it.
Just to do it, right.
Awesome. And again, if you want to find out some more information about Owl Expedition, if you're a prospective student or you've just been accepted and you want to kind of explore attending Owl Expedition in the future, you can visit uc.kennesaw.edu/orientation, and there's an Owl Expedition box that you can click on and find the information there. And of course, if you're interested in student leadership, there's a tab there as well. Right now, as Vanessa mentioned, the applications are closed, but if you're looking ahead for the future, it has some information on some of the requirements and some of the responsibilities of that too, if you want to pursue student leadership. So moving along to student government, obviously you are part of Owl Expedition orientation, student leadership. How did student government fit in? Kind of like, when did that start becoming a part of your college career?
So to tie it back into Owl Expedition, because somehow everything is connected by that, thankfully, my flight crew leader, Christina Gagne, was actually a Senate lead for student government. So she had that conversation with me, and another flight crew leader, Aaron Delaney, also had that conversation with me because they were both on the executive board. And I was kind of talking to them about it because I had mentioned my interest in it. And this was at camp, so whenever applications for first-year senator and everything like that and the internship program opened up, they made sure I had that information. So that was my first full semester here at Kennesaw. Went through the internship and everything, and then the spring semester is when I actually had a Senate seat. So
Really just kind of piling it on. And Owl Expedition, student government, what sorts of responsibilities? I know you're the representative for University College for SGA.
Right.
What sort of responsibilities does that entail?
So that, it just really honestly boils down to helping the students in any way I can and just being that bridge between the student voices and like the faculty voices and everything and higher up. Our job as student government is just to help students in whatever way we can and just really being that bridge between the student voices and the faculty voices.
So. Awesome. All right. Now that we got the serious questions out of the way, what we're going to do now, because it's around holiday season, what better time to talk about holiday Christmas movies? So Vanessa and I have taken a long time to think about our top five Christmas movies. I guess we'll go back and forth. You can do your fifth, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. So give me your number five and why it made the list.
All right, so my number five is Elf, just because I feel like it's such a classic, but it does get a little overplayed sometimes.
Yeah.
Still love it, though.
Yeah, my number five was Nightmare Before Christmas, and before I saw the entire thing, I saw it in bits and pieces, but I think the artistry and just everything is so well done by Tim Burton, and they're a bunch kind of fighting for the number five spot, but that really took the edge. What was your number four?
My number four was Home Alone.
Okay.
Just because I feel like that's a really good classic as well. I know my uncle, it was his favorite, so of course it's got to be my favorite.
Yeah. Did you like the first or the second one better?
I think the first one.
Yeah.
First one.
Both classics. The third one was garbage, though. Not very good at all. My number four was The Santa Claus. I didn't see that for the first time until like 5 or 6 years ago. And I just think it's a really cool story. I'm a big Tim Allen fan. And I think that's a classic from the 90s. All right, moving on to number three.
My number three is It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
I just love the storyline. I love the old-timey feel that it has. And just, like, the storyline is big for me. I really love that.
I have not seen that one yet. And it's at the top of a lot of people's lists. So I feel like this holiday season I'm going to have to put that... Put that at the top of the list to watch. My number three was Elf. Big Will Ferrell fan. And because I don't have cable anymore, it's not as overplayed as it would be if I saw it on TV every day. I just think it's one of those Christmas movies where you turn it on, even if it's like...
You just have to watch
it. Have to watch it. All right, number two.
All right, my number two is The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
Just really, you know, I just love him. He has nice energy.
Yeah, yeah. My number two was A Christmas Story, obviously a classic. Okay. Also one, you know, it's on all day on Christmas. And I had, the first time I saw that one was like 2015, maybe 2016. So it took me a while to see it, but definitely one of the hands down classics. All right, number one.
All right, my number one is The Polar Express.
All right.
I've loved it since I was a kid. I will love it until the day I die. I just love it so much. The music is great. Yeah. Animation's pretty good for how old it is. But yeah, I just really love it.
Yeah, it's very, like, they make the scenery look so good for, like, an animated movie. The snow and everything. Yeah. That almost made my top five, but it just fell to number six. My number one is Home Alone. It was just kind of one that I watched every year.
Oh, yeah.
And I think even as I got older, it just became more quotable.
Right.
So, yeah, that's number one. And those are our top five Christmas movies. And that'll wrap up episode 8 of the podcast. Vanessa, we do appreciate you joining us. And, yeah, hopefully we'll talk to you later down the line, see how your public relations stuff is going, and get some more intel on Owl Expedition.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks.